B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to start Brochas Daf Chof Ches. We're going to start two lines from the bottom of Daf Chof Zayin Omid Beis. You'll remember that we're in the middle of a story where Rabban Gamliel was the Nasi, the Rosh Hashiva, and because of a story that happened that we learned on Daf Chof Zayin Omid Beis, they now decided to appoint Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah in his place. And temporarily, at least, as we'll see, Rabban Gamliel was not anymore the Nasi, was not anymore the Rosh Hashiva. And they came to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah to offer him the position. Asu v'omru lei. They said to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Nichalei lemar de lehever resh mesivta. Are you okay to accept the position of being the Rosh Hashiva? Omar luhu, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said to them, Ezel v'imlach b'inshei beisa. I'll ask advice, I'll speak about it with the household. Ozal v'imlach b'debisu. He came home and he asked his wife, should he take the position? Omrolei, she said to him, Dilma ma'abrin l'cha. In the same way as Rabbi Gamliel was the Resh Masivta, and something happened and they took away that position from him, well, that might happen to you as well. Today you'll take the position and tomorrow you'll lose the position. Omar lo, he said to his wife, that there's a saying, Lishtamish inish yoyme chada bekasa demoikra. It's worth it for a person to use expensive glassware today, even though he knows that ulamocho yit litbar, tomorrow it will smash. You have it today, use it today. So too, he was saying, they're offering me the position now, I can be Marbitz Torah and lead the people, I'll take it for as long as I have it. Omrolei, she said to him, Lesloch chivrosa, you don't have any white hairs in your beard. How can you be the Rosh Hashiva leading the generation? Hahu yoyme bar tamni sri shoni hava. At that point, he was only 18 years old. Israchish le nisa, a ness happened, v'hadru le tamni sri dori chivrosa. And in his beard appeared 18 rows of white hair. And the Ben Ish Chai actually here writes that it was his birthday. And even though others, they very much make nothing out of birthdays, but the Ben Ish Chai says that on a person's birthday, a special mazel is available, and in the schus of that mazel, he was zeicha to this ness. Haynu dekom Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, this is what Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, Hare ani kaven shivim shono, I am as if I'm 70 years. He didn't say, I am 70 years old. He said, I'm as if I'm 70 years old, because in truth he was only 18 years old, and he looked like a 70-year-old because of his white beard that appeared when he was 18. Continues the Gemara. Tana, oysoi hayoim solkuhu l'shomer ha-pesach. On that day that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah became the new Rosh Hashiva, they removed the doorkeeper that was previously there under the instruction of Rabbi Gamliel, they dismissed him. V'nitno lehem reshus l'talmidim likonis. What was that doorkeeper supposed to do? Shehoyer Rabbi Gamliel machriz v'oimir, kol talmid she'ein toichoy kabaroi lo yikonis l'beis ha-medrash. Any talmid that was not completely sincere and his inside was not as truthful as his external appearance, he was not allowed into the Beis HaMedrash. And there was a doorkeeper for that. I once heard, how did the doorkeeper know who was Toichi Kabari, who was sincere or not? So I once heard a vort, I don't know if anyone says it, that the truth is the doorkeeper just locked the door. And those that were really sincere, they found a way to get in through the window, through the roof, they forced their way in somehow. And those that were less sincere, they found a locked door, they just went back home. Either way, Hahu Yoyma, that day, it vasfu kamo safsali. Because the doorkeeper was no longer keeping potential Talmidim away, then many more benches were added to the Beis HaMedrash because of the influx in Talmidim. Omer Rabbi Yochanan Pligibo, there was a discussion as to how many benches were added to the Beis HaMedrash that day. Abba Yosef ben Dustoi v'Rabonon. They argued, Chad Omar itoisfu arba meo safseli, 400 new benches were added to the shul to allow for all these new Talmidim. The Chad Omar once said, Shva meo safseli, 700 benches. We can just imagine how big the Beis HaMedrash was and how many Talmidim there were, and how many Talmidim who formerly wanted to join but could not join because of they were not Toichoi Kabari. Have a kochol shodaiti derben Gamliel. When Rabbi Gamliel saw how many more Talmidim came into the Beis HaMedrash when he left and his doorkeeper was sent away, He became disheartened. Omar, and he said, Dilma, maybe chas v'sholem monati Torah mi Yisrael. I withheld Torah from Yisrael. He wasn't sure that he'd withheld Torah, because he knew that these Talmidim were not as sincere as they should be. And Rabbi Gamliel held that to teach Torah to Talmidim that are not sincere is not a positive thing. But he saw that there were so many, he said, maybe there are some there that I withheld that should have been in the Beis HaMedrash. They wanted to appease Rabban Gamliel that he shouldn't be disheartened. So from Shomayim they spoke to him, they showed him in a dream, and the reason that he merited this was because his intentions were completely pure. Chatzvi chivra, they showed him white, clean, clear pitchers, the malyon kitma, that were full of ash, as if they were saying to Rabban Gamliel, don't worry, these new Talmidim that came, they look all white and nice on the outside, but inside it's like ashes, nothing's going to come of them. V'loihi, the truth is that it wasn't true, and these Talmidim should have been in the Beis HaMedrash. Hahili yisuvi daite huda osile, just that Hashem, because Rabban Gamliel was such a tzaddik and his intentions were so pure, Hashem did not want Rabban Gamliel to be disheartened, so he showed this to him in a dream. Tona, idiois boi bayoim nishnis. Mesechtis idiois was learnt and taught on that day in the Beis HaMedrash, the day that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah became the Rosh Masivta. V'chol heicha da'amrinon, anywhere you'll find a quote, boi bayoim, that day, hahu yoim mahava, it was that day that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah took the position of Rosh Masivta. V'lo hoiso halochash hoiso tluya bebeis HaMedrash, there was not a single unresolved issue that had been in the Beis HaMedrash, Shelo Pirshuha, that they did not resolve that day. V'af Rabban Gamliel, even Rabban Gamliel, we see the gadlus of these tzaddikim, even though he had been removed from his position, and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah has taken over, he did not refrain, Lo Imona Atzmai Bebeis HaMedrash, he was also in the Beis HaMedrash with all the other Talmidim. Afilo Shoachas, even 1 hour, even a short while, he did not refrain from being in the Beis HaMedrash. Ditnan, how do we know this? Because we learnt in a Mishnah, and this is a Mishnah in Yodayim, Boi Bayoim, and as we said, it was the day that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah became the new Rosh Masivta, Bo Yehuda Geir Amoini, somebody called Yehuda, who was a convert that originated from the Amoin nation, Lifneim, he came to the Chachomim Beis HaMedrash. Omar Lehem, he said to them, Ma ani lovoi b'kohol? Am I allowed to marry a regular Jewish girl? Omar le Rabban Gamliel. Rabban Gamliel said, also ato lovoi b'kohol. You're not allowed to marry into Klal Yisrael. Omar le Rabbi Yeshua, muta ato lovoi b'kohol. You're allowed to marry into Klal Yisrael. Omar le Rabban Gamliel. Rabban Gamliel claimed, v'aloi kvar nema, does it not say in the pasuk, lo yovoi amoini umoyavi bekal Hashem, that the descendants of Amoin and Moav are not allowed to marry into Kehal Hashem, into Klal Yisrael? Omar le Rabbi Yeshua says, you're right, but I'll explain to you why he is allowed to marry. V'chi Amoin umoyav bimkoimon hein yoishvin, the fact that he is a descendant from Amoin, that means he came from a place called Amoin. Do we know that he's actually a descendant from the original Amoin nation? Kvar olo Sancheriv melech Ashur, Sancheriv the king of Ashur, he already came to power. Ubilbil, and he confused as kol ha'umois, all the nations of the world. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk in Yeshaya, V'osir gavulois amim, I've removed the boundaries of the nations, v'asu doiseihem, and their treasures, shoiseisi, I have plundered, v'oirid kabir yoishvim, and I've brought down the settlers in the strongholds. So we see that Sancheriv had already confused all the nations and mixed them all up with each other. And there's a rule, v'chol de porish, anything that gets separated, miruba porish, we assume that it came from the majority. So here you've got somebody called Yehuda, and he says that he's a descendant, or he comes from a place called Amoin, and we don't know, is he really from Amoin, since all the nations of the world are all mixed up with each other, and here he is, he separated himself from all of them, we assume that he comes from the majority of the nations, which are not Amoin, and we do not assume that he comes from the minority, which is Amoin. Omar le Rabban Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel says, it's true that Sancheriv confused all the nations. V'haloi kvar nema, does it not say in the Pasuk, in Yirmiyah, V'achrei chein oshiv Eshavus b'nei Amoin nu'um Hashem, that afterwards I will return the captivity of the nations of Amoin, says Hashem. Ukvar Shavu, we can assume that the Amoin nation have returned to their place, to Amoin, and if this Yehuda came from Amoin, we assume that he came from the nation of Amoin, and therefore he's not allowed to marry into Klal Yisrael. Omalei Rabbi Yeshua, v'aloi kvar nemar, does it not say another pasuk, nemar, v'shavti es shvus ami Yisrael, that Hashem says, I will return from captivity the nations of Klal Yisrael, v'adayin leishavu, and my nation Klal Yisrael has not yet returned to Eretz Yisrael. So too, we can assume that the nations of Amoin have not yet returned. Miyad hitiruhu lovi bekol. The Chachomim decided that the halacha was like Rabbi Yeshua, and this Yehuda Geir Amoini is allowed to marry into Klal Yisrael. Omer Gamliel, Rabbi Gamliel commented, Hoyl v'hochi hava, since I see that they are paskening, they are ruling halachas like Rabbi Yeshua, and we know that anyone that the halacha is like him, it's proof that Hashem is with him, then maybe I was too harsh with Rabbi Yeshua. I should go and appease him. Ezel v'ayfaisel Rabbi Yeshua. I'm going to go and appease Rabbi Yeshua. Kimoto lebeisa. When Rabbi Gamliel came to Rabbi Yeshua's home, chazinu le'ashisa debeisa. He saw that the walls of his house, the mashcheron, they were black. Omale Rabbi Gamliel said to Rabbi Yeshua, mikoisle beischo, from the walls of your house, atonikar, it's clear that shepachmi ato, that you're working with charcoal. Omalei Rabbi Yeshua said to Rabbi Gamliel, Oyeloi ledoir, woe to the generation, she'ato parnasoi, that you are its leader. She'i ato yedea b'tzaron shel tamidei chachomim, b'mahim misparnasim. You're not aware of the discomforts that tamidei chachomim have to go through to support themselves. U'b'mahim nizoinim, and from where they get their nourishment from. Omar loy, Rabbi Gamliel said to Rabbi Yeshua, Ne'enesi lecha. It seems that I spoke to you too harshly, more harshly than I should have. Mechoidli, forgive me. Loy ashkich bei. Rabbi Yeshua did not respond. Rabbi Gamliel said, Asei b'shul kvoid abba. Do it for the sake of my father's house. Do it for the sake of my ancestor, Hillel. That's how Rabbeinu Nissim explains. Pious. And Rabbi Yeshua agreed, and he was appeased. Omru, they said, Man nezel v'leime luhul rabbonon. Who's going to go to the Chachomim and to tell them that Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua had made up, and now the Nesios can go back to Rabbi Gamliel? We can take it back from Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Omar luhu hahu kovus. This laundry man came forward, and he said, Ano azilna, I'll go to the Chachomim. Sholach lohu Rabbi Yeshua lebei medrasha. Rabbi Yeshua sent the following message to the Chachomim in the Beis HaMedrash. Man de lovash mado. Somebody who is accustomed to wearing the robe, yilbash mado. He should continue wearing the robe. And he was saying, what he meant to say was, that Rabbi Gamliel, who was the Nasi, should continue being the Nasi. Uman de loy lovish mado. And somebody that was not accustomed to wearing the robe, Yemer Leileman de Lovish Mado, is it appropriate that he should tell the person who was wearing the robe, Shlach Madcha, remove your robe, Vano Albashen, I'll wear it in your place? Rabbi Shua was saying to the Chachomim, Rabbi Gamliel was always the Nasi. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was not always the Nasi. The Nasius belongs to Rabbi Gamliel. Omalohu Rabbi Akiva l'Rabbonon, Rabbi Akiva said to the Chachomim there in the Beis HaMedrash, Truku Gali, lock the door, Deloileisu Avdei de Rabbi Gamliel, in order that the servants of Rabbi Gamliel, who are obviously standing up for his covered, Ulatzari l'Rabbonon, that they should not be able to come and harass the Chachomim. Omer Rabbi Yeshua realized that this was not working. He said, Mutav de'ekam ve'ezel anor legabayhu, I'm going to go to Rabbi Akiva, and I'm going to enter the Chachomim, and I'm going to explain to them that we have made up, and it's now time for Rabbi Gamliel to get his job back. Also, Torah above. Rabbi Yeshua came and he knocked on the door of the Beis Medrash. Omar Lein, he said as follows, Maze ben Maze, a Kohen who's used to sprinkling from the ashes of the Porah Aduma, Yaze, he should continue being that Kohen. And Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, he was a descendant of Ezra, and who was a Kohen, and he was trying to say to him, you, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, are a perfect kohen, and nobody can take away your kohuna from you. But somebody who's not a sprinkler, he's not a kohen, or the son of a sprinkler, Yoimar lemaze ben maze, he should say to somebody who is a sprinkler, who is a kohen, meimecha meimora, the waters that you're sprinkling with, they're not really the waters of the Parah Aduma, it's just cave water. V'afrecha, and ashes inside it are not ashes of the Parah Aduma, it's efer makle, it's just ashes of burnt wood. Of course not. So in the same way as you, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, are a perfect kohen, but you are not a nosi. Rabbi Gamliel was the nosi, and he should stay the nosi. That's how the Marasha explains this. Omar lei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said to Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua nitpayasto, you've become appeased by Rabbi Gamliel. Klum osinu elo b'shvil kvoitcha. The only reason that we removed Rabbi Gamliel from his position was in your honor. And if you've made up with him and there's now peace between you, then we can consider bringing Rabbi Gamliel back. Lemachor ani v'ata nashkim l'pischoi. Tomorrow, I, Rabbi Akiva, and you, Rabbi Yeshua, together are going to go and come to the door of Rabbi Gamliel. Omri heichanavit. Now they were discussing technically how are we going to now give the nesius back to Rabbi Gamliel after it's already been given to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Navre, if we're going to remove Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah altogether, gmiri, we have a tradition that ma'alin b'kodesh ve'in me'aridin, somebody who's been elevated to a level of kedusha, and being a nosi is certainly a level of kedusha, is not to be downgraded. If we don't have a good reason to downgrade him, nidroish mar chodesh apsa umar chodesh apsa. We have another idea. Let each one give the drasha one Shabbos. They were used to giving a drasha in the shul, and one Shabbos will be Rabbi Gamliel, and one Shabbos will be Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Osi liknuya. There's going to be jealousy between the two camps, between the two people. Elo nidroish Rabbi Gamliel tlosa. Rabbi Gamliel should say the drasha for 3 weeks. Others are geiros here for 2 weeks. Tarati, Shabsi for two Shabbosos or three Shabbosos. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, who's not the real Nasi, he will be saying the drasha Chodesh Shabbos, just one Shabbos. V'hainu de Omar Mar, and this is what we see in Chagiga Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, where they were asked, Shabbos shel mi hoiso? Whose Shabbos was it this week? Shel Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah hoiso? What's the question? Whose Shabbos was it? Yes, because there were some Shabboses that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah gave the drasha, other Shabboses that Rabbi Gamliel gave the drasha, and the Gemara was inquiring whose Shabbos it was that week. And now the Gemara says, V'oisoi Talmid Reb Shimon ben Yochai Hava. At first, on Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis, we didn't want to say who this Talmid was who asked Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Gamliel whether Tfilas Meiriv is Roshus, because it stirred a whole split in Klal Yisrael, and with everything we've learned for a whole Amud. But now that all's well that ends well, and Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua are appeased, and Rabbi Gamliel got the position back, now it's the right time to tell us that this Talmud was actually Reb Shimon ben Yochai. Continues the Gemara. We saw in the Mishnah v'shel musafin kol hayoim, the time that you can daven musaf is all day till the end of the day. Omer Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan says v'nikra poishea, somebody who waits till the end of the day for davening musaf is called negligent. Tonu Rabbonon. We learned in the Braisa hoyu lefonov shtei tfilos. If a person has an option of two tefillahs that he has to daven, achas shel mincha v'achas shel musaf, both mincha and musaf, which one should he daven first? So the Tanakhama say, mispalel shel mincha v'achakach mispalel shel musaf. He should first daven mincha and then musaf, shazu tadira v'zu eino tadira. Since there are more minchas that are davened than musafs, and we have a rule that whatever is done more often is done first. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, mispalel shel musaf v'acharakach mispalel shel mincha, he should first daven musaf and then mincha, shazu mitzvah iveris. Rabbi Yehuda holds that musaf can only be davened until the end of the seventh hour, vazu mitzvah she'ena iveris, but the mincha can be davened much later. Omar Rabbi Yechanon halocha mispalel shel mincha v'acharakach mispalel shel musaf. Rabbi Yechanon paskins, the rule is they should first daven mincha and only then Musaf. Like the Chachomim. Continues the Gemara. Reb Zeira ki have a cholish megirsei. Reb Zeira was so involved with his learning that he became weak. and he couldn't learn so well. Havaozil v'yosiv apischa debeir of Nosen Baratoivi. So he would spend his time at the entrance of the base medrash of Reb Nosen Baratoivi. And that way he would be able to show respect to the chachomim that were coming in and out of the base medrash. Omar, he said, Ki cholfi rabbonon oz eikam mikamayu. When the chachomim pass by, I'll be able to stand up for them. V'kabil agra, and I'll get schar. If I can't get schar for learning Torah because I don't have my strength, at least I'll get the schar for showing respect and honoring the Talmidei Chachomim. Nofak also Reb Nosen Baratoivi. Reb Nosen Baratoivi himself came out of the base medrash. Omar leis Reb Zeirus said to Reb Nosen Baratoivi, Man Omar halocha bei midrasha. Who was the one in the Beis Medrash that said that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda? Omar Lei, Reb Nosen Baratoivi said to him, the truth is, Hocha Omar Rabbi Yechanon. Rabbi Yechanon actually didn't say that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. He said, Ein halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda, De Omar mispalil odom shel musaf, v'achar kach mispalil shel mincha. And Rabbi Yechanon said that the halacha is not like that. The halacha is that first he davens mincha, and then musaf, like the chachomim. Omar Lei, Rabbi Yechanon Omra. Rabbi Yechanon said this. Omar Lei said to him, yes, it was Rabbi Yechanon who said this, that the halacha is like the Chachomim. Tona minei arboin zimnin. Reb Zeira, he reviewed this 40 times. Omar Lei, so he said to him, why are you spending so much energy and reviewing it again and again and again as if it's so precious to you? What's with this? Is it chod hilacha? Is it because that this is something very new? You've never heard a halacha in the name of Rabbi Yechanon before? Since it's the first time you heard a halacha in the name of Rabbi Yechanon, that's why you're reviewing it so many times? Or is it new to you? That means the chiddush is that you didn't realize that it was Rabbi Yechanon, you thought it was somebody else who said this halacha, and you're all amazed at the fact that it was Rabbi Yechanon, and therefore you reviewed it so many times. It's not the first thing I've heard from Rabbi Yechanon, but it was a chiddush to me. It was new to me that this halacha was said in the name of Rabbi Yechanon, b'shem demasabkeli b'Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. I assumed that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi had said that the halacha is like the Chachamim, and now that Rabbi Yechanon said it, I was very amazed, and therefore I reviewed it 40 times. Continues the Gemara. Omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, kol hamispalil tfilo shel musafin achra sheva shois. L'Reb Yehuda, we know that according to Reb Yehuda, you're only allowed to daven musaf till the end of the seventh hour of the day. Somebody who davens musaf after that, olov akos of Oymir, on him the pasuk says as follows, Nugei mimoyed. They are broken from their times, from the moyadim, from the yomim toivim. Osafti mimeich hoyu. The destruction that they're going to go through is because of these people. My mashma dahai nugei lishne de tavrahu. Where do we see that this word nugei means broken, that they became broken mimoyed because of the times that they were not keeping? Kedem targum Rav Yosef, because the tirgum of Rav Yosef on this pasuk is tavra. The breakages osi al sinem to beis Yisrael will befall Klal Yisrael. And the Gemara refers to Klal Yisrael as the enemies of Klal Yisrael, since it's in a negative connotation. Al da'achru zimna moyadaya de Yerushalayim. That means the nugay is associated to the moyed. Moyed is the times. The times are the moyed, the Rosh Chodesh, and Yomim Toivim, the times where there's the Musaf Tefillah, and they got broken because they delayed Musaf more than they were allowed to. Omer Ebeloza. Rabbi Loza says a similar halacha. Kol hamispalil tefillah shel shacharis le'achar arba shoyis l'Rabbi Yehuda. Somebody who davens shacharis after the 4 hours of the day, which is the end of the time of shacharis according to Rabbi Yehuda, olov akos of Oymir, the same pasuk, nugei mimoyed osafti mimeichoyu. And he says, my mashma dahai nugei lishna de tzarahu. Reb Loza didn't learn like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi that the word nuge means broken. He assumed it means affliction, tsar, that tsar would befall those who delay the times, not referring to the times of Musaf, but referring to the times of Shacharis. Where do we find that the word nuge means affliction? Dechsiv It says in the Pasuk, Dolfo nafshi, my spirit melted mituga from affliction. So you see that the word mituga is the same root as the word nuge, and it means affliction. Of Nachman by Yitzchak Omar Mehocha, he brings a different Pasuk, because it says, Besuloiseo, her maidens, nugois, were afflicted, vihi marlo, and this embittered her. So you see that nugois, which has the same root as nuge, and there it means affliction. Continues the Gemara. Reb Avya cholash. Reb Avya was weak. Vele osa lepirka de Reb Yosef. He did not come to listen to the drasha of Reb Yosef. Lemachar ki osa. When Reb Avya came to the Beis HaMedrash the next day, then boya Abaya la'anuche daite de Reb Yosef. Abaya wanted to put Reb Yosef's mind at ease, that he shouldn't assume that Reb Avya didn't come to the shir because maybe he didn't appreciate the drasha. He wanted to determine that the reason he didn't come was because he wasn't feeling well. Omar leis, Abaya said to Reb Avya, "My tam alei osa mar lepirka, why didn't you come to the drasha yesterday?" Omar leir, Reb Avya said, "To have a cholish li boy, I was feeling faint, v'loi matzina, and I couldn't come." Omar leis, Zabaya said to him, "Amai loy to'am tomidi v'osis." The custom then was that the Rosh Hashiva in Pompadiso would say a drasha on Shabbos after Shacharis, before Musaf. So he said to him, "Why?" And then after the drasha, they would go to the shul and daven Musaf. Zabaya said to him, "Why didn't you taste something? Then you won't feel faint, and then come to the drasha and then daven Musaf." Omar leir, Reb Avya answered, "Loy sovar lo mar lo hoder of Huna. Do you not hold of what Rav Huna says? You're not allowed to taste anything before Musaf." Omar Le Abaye told him, "You should have davened Musaf at home on your own, and then tasted something, and then come to the drasha. Midi, taste something, and then come." Omar Le Reb Avya responded, "Do you, Abaye, not hold Lahodom Reb Yochanan of what Rabbi Yochanan rules, that also leila odom sheyaktim tfilasei letfilas hatzibur, you're not allowed to daven ahead of time before the tzibur?" Omale Abaye said, "Lav itmar alo omer Reb Abba, did Reb Abba not say about that, that betzibur shonu, if you're with the tzibur, with the congregation, you're in shul, then don't start davening before the tzibur does. But if you're on your own, you can daven musaf before." And the Gemara says, "V'les hilchasa loikar Rav Huna v'loikar Rav Yeshua ben Levi." What does that mean? Rav Huna hada amron. So this that it says that halacha is not like Rav Huna is the Rav Huna we just said. Rav Huna says that you're not allowed to taste anything before davening Musaf. That halacha is not like that. Maybe you can't have a big meal before Musaf, but you're allowed to make kiddush and taste something before Musaf. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. This that the halacha is not like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Which Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is this? Dom Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, kiven sheigi azman tfilas mincha, as soon as the time of mincha is arrived, also, you're not allowed to taste anything before you daven mincha. And for this we said that the halacha is not like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, and one is allowed to taste something before davening mincha. Says the Mishnah, Reb Nechunya ben Akono hoyo mispalil b'knisosoy lebeis hamedrash u'b'yitziosoy. Reb Nechunya ben Akono was used to offering a tefillah when he came into the Beis HaMedrash and when he left. Tefillah katzara, a short tefillah. Omru loy, they said to Reb Nechunya ben Akona, "Ma mokim l'tfila zu? What's the nature of this tfila?" Omar lohem, he said, "B'knisasi ani mispalil shelo yera dvar takola al yodi. When I go in, I daven that no mishap should occur consequent to my learning. Or b'yitziyase, when I leave, ani noisen hoida, I thank Hashem al chelki, on my portion of being able to be from those that visit the Beis HaMedrash." And the Gemara is going to tell us exactly what the text of the tefillah was. Says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanon, B'knisosei mahu oimer. What is the whole nusach, the text of the tefillah of Rabbi Nechunya ben Akona when he went into the Beis HaMedrash? Yehi rotzoin milfanecho Hashem Elokai, it should be your will, Hashem, shelo yera dvar takola al yodi, that no mishap should happen because of me, v'lo yekoshel b'dvar alocha, and I should not stumble on any halachic matters, v'yismuchu b'chaveira, and that could cause some of my colleagues to be happy. Unfortunately, there are some people who rejoice, who get happiness when other people make mistakes. Tohir, I should not say that something that is in truth is Tomei, I shouldn't say is Tohir. V'lo'al Tohir Tomei. Nor should any of my colleagues make mistakes in halachic issues, v'esmach behem, and nor should I rejoice if they do make a mistake. And that was the nusach of the tefillah when he went into the Beis HaMedrash. What was the nusach of the tefillah when he left the Beis HaMedrash? He said like this, Moidani lefanecha Hashem Eloikai, I'm very grateful to you, Hashem, Shesamto Chelki, you established my place, Miyoshve Beis HaMedrash, amongst those who are in the Beis HaMedrash learning, Veloi Samto Chelki Miyoshve Kronois, and you didn't make my portion with those that are sitting on street corners. Shani Mashkim, I arise in the morning, Vahim Mashkimim, and they get up in the morning. Ani Mashkim Ledivrei Torah, when I arise, it's in order to learn Torah. Vahim Mashkimim Ledvorim Betalim, and they arise and spend their time in idle gossip. Ani Omol, I toil, Vahim Amelim, they also toil. Ani Omel Makabel Schar, I toil and I get reward. And the Chofetz Chaim says, everyone gets reward for success. But the chiddush here is that I get rewarded even for the toil, even if at the end I didn't succeed in understanding the whole Gemara or what I was learning, but I toiled, I'm going to get rewarded for the toil even if I have nothing to show for it at the end. They might get the paycheck for the results, but for the toil along the way, that they will not get paid. Anirot, I run, Vahim rotsim, and they run. Anirot, l'chayo il mabo, my running is to Torah, which is bringing me to il mabo. Vahim rotsim, but they are running, l'be'er shachas, to the pit of destruction. Continues the Gemara, Tonu Rabbonon. Keshecholo Rabbi Eliezer, when Rabbi Eliezer became sick, nichnasu talmidav levakroi, his talmidim came in to visit him. Omru loy, they said to him, Rabbeinu, our Rebbe, Lamdeinu Urchis Chaim, teach us the ways of life. V'nizke bohen l'chayo olam haba. And with those ways of life, we will merit olam haba. Omar lehem, he said to them, Hizaru b'chvoit chavereichem. First and foremost, make sure that you're careful with the honor of your friends. Don't hurt your friends. Umon'u b'neichem min ha'igoyoin. And prevent your children from spending too much time just reading the texts of Torah Shebichtav instead of getting used to learning the oral part of Torah, Torah Shebalpeh. V'hoishivum bein birkei talmidei chachomim. If you're worried that they can't learn Torah Shebalpeh and they're going to be bored and therefore they're just reading texts, no, take them to the Beis HaMedrash to sit between the knees of the talmidei chachomim and let them absorb the Torah from the chachomim. Ukashatem mispalelim, when you daven, du'u lifnei mi'atem oimdim, know in front of who you're standing. Standing in front of Melech Malchei Amlochim. Ubeshvil kach, if you do that, tizku l'chaya olam haba, you'll merit olam haba. Continues the Gemara. Ukashechol Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. And before we see what happened next, we have to remember that the Orchis Chaim of the Rosh in Ois Lamed Beis says that if you want to make sure you're going to get to Gan Eden, you should constantly have the following Gemara in mind. And be aware of the tremendous Yiras Shemayim that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai had. And if we can emulate the thought processes of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai ourselves, it will help us keep on the straight and narrow. Nichnasu Talmidav Levakroi, the Talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai went to visit Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai when he was sick at the end of his life. Kivan Shera Oisom, when Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai saw them, his chilivkos, he started crying. Omru loy Talmidov, his Talmidim said, Neir Yisrael, the light of Klal Yisrael, referring to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Amuda Yemini, the rightmost pillar, Patish Achozok, a mighty hammer, Mipnei Ma'at Oboicha, why are you crying? Omar Lemi said as follows, Ilu lifnei melech basav adom hoyu meilichin oisi. In the event that they would be leading me to be judged by a mortal king, a melech of basav adom, Shehayoyim kan, today the king is here, Umochor bakever, and tomorrow the king's dead. Sheim koyes olai, and if he gets angry with me, Ein kas oy kas oylom, his anger is not forever, he himself is not forever. Vimo israni, and he's going to imprison me, Ein isurai isur oylom, I won't be imprisoned forever. Number one, he won't be there forever, I won't be there forever. Vim me miseini, and even if he'll kill me, Ein misos oy misas oylom, death is not an everlasting thing. And I can appease him with words, and I can bribe him with money. If I was being led to such a king, I would also be crying in fear of the judgment. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai realized that this was the end of his life, and he knew he was about to be taken and led to Hashem, Melech Malchei Hamlochim, Yom Adin. Shehu Chai v'Kayim Lo'ilom, Hashem exists forever, Lo'il Me'olomim is eternal. Sheim Koyes Olai, if Hashem would get annoyed with me, Kasoi Kas Olam, that anger could last forever. V'Mo Yisreni, and if He's going to imprison me, Chas V'Sholom, Yisurei Yis Olam, that imprisonment could be forever. V'Mi Miseni, and if He kills me, Misosei Misas Olam, that could be an eternal death. I cannot appease him with words, and I can't bribe him with money. And not only that, let's say that I don't get punished in all these ways. There are two paths here. Achas shel Gan Eden, v'achas shel Gehenim. One of Gan Eden, one of Gehenim. Even if I'm not going to be eternally punished and eternally destroyed because of my avarus, but they might take me down the path of Gehenim even temporarily. I don't want that. And even if they don't take me to Gehenim, you need reason to get into Gan Eden. Even if Hashem doesn't punish me forever, will I be deserving of going to Gan Eden? V'loy evka, I shouldn't be crying. Omru loy Rabbeinu Borchinu, our Rebbe, give us a brocha. Om Elohim, he said to them, he wrote in, it should be Hashem's will, Shetei Moira Shomayim Aleichem, the fear of Hashem should be on you, K'moira Bos of Adam, like you fear from your friend. Om Rolio Talmidov Adkan, that's all we deserve, that's all we're worth. Om Elohim, he said, Halavai, it would be good if that was the level you're on. Teidu, you know that Kesha Adam Oiver Aveira, when a person transgresses an Aveira, Oimer, he says, Shaloyirani Adam, hope no human being is watching me. So if somebody feels Hashem's presence is here in the same way as he feels that another human being is watching him, it will stop him doing all averus. B'shas p'tirosi, when Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was about to pass away, he said to his Talmidim, Omer lehem panu kelim mipnei tumah, I'm about to pass away, take all the kelim, the vessels out of the house, they shouldn't become tomei, v'chinu kisei l'chizkiyo melech Yehuda, and prepare a seat for Chizkiyo melech Yehuda, Shebo is coming to greet me from the Olam HaEmes, from the world to come. Says the Mishnah, Rabban Gamliel Oymer, B'chol Yoyim V'Yoyim Mispalil Odom Shmoyne Esrei. Rabban Gamliel holds that every day a person has to daven 18 brachos. We know it's called Shmoyne Esrei. Rabbi Yeshua Oymer, Rabbi Yeshua says no, Me'en Yudches, it's not 18 brachos, it's an abridged version of 18 brachos. Rabbi Akiva says it depends. Im shegurot filosi bepiv, if you're fluent with the Shmoneh Esra, mispalil yudches, you should daven the whole Shmoneh Esra. Ve'im lav, if it's not fluent, me'en yudches, at least make sure you daven what Rabbi Shua calls me'en yudches, an abridged version of the Shmoneh Esra. Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, ha'oyset filosi kva, somebody who davens in a way that his tefillah is fixed, ain't philosophy technunim, then there's lacking the element of supplication in his tefillah, and it's not good. Rabbi Yeshua Oimer, Hahoylech b'mokim sakono, if somebody's going in a place where it's dangerous for him to stop and davening, mispalil tefillah katsoro, he should daven a short tefillah. V'oimer, he should say as follows, Hoshea Hashem esamecho, Hashem, you should save Klal Yisrael, es she'eris Yisrael, the remnants of Klal Yisrael, b'chol parashas ha'ibur. With every parashas ha'ibur, we'll see in the Gemara what that means. Yiu tzorcheim lefanecha. Even though they're parashas ha'ibur, you should nonetheless, all their needs should be before you, and you should meet all their needs. Baruch ata Hashem, blessed are you Hashem shemea tefillah, who listens to tefillahs. Continues the Mishnah. Hoyoroich v'alecha moir, if somebody is riding on a donkey, yoyered v'ispalil. He should get off the donkey and daven. V'imeina yochel leirid, if he can't go off the donkey, Yachzir es ponov, he should turn his face towards the Beis HaMikdash. V'meina yochel lahachzir es ponov, if he cannot turn his face to the Beis HaMikdash, either it's technically not possible or he doesn't know where it is. Yechavin es libo, he should concentrate his thoughts keneged Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim, towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim in the Beis HaMikdash. Hoya mahalich besfino, if he's going on a ship, oy ba'asto, which is either type of a jail or a raft, and there too, you can't turn round and face any particular direction. Yechaven es liboy keneged kodesh hakadoshim. His thoughts should be focused on the kodesh hakadoshim. Says the Gemara. Hani yud ches. So we know that the Shemoneh Esra is based on 18 brachas. Keneged mi omar. What do these correspond to? Omar b'Hilel b'Reider b'Shmuel bar Nachmeini. Hillel said as follows: Keneged yud ches as koris sh'omar David behovul Hashem b'nei elim. In Tehillim Perek Chof Tes, there's a Perek quote that starts off Mizmor LeDavid Hovul Hashem B'nei Elim. In that Perek, it says 18 times Hashem's name, and corresponding to those 18 times, we have 18 brachas. Rav Yosef Omer, Rav Yosef says another explanation: Keneged Yud Ches as Koris Shabbat Kriyas Shema. Hashem's name is mentioned, not always the Yud Kei Vav Kei, sometimes in other names, but they are mentioned 18 times in the Shema. Omer of Tanchim, Omer of Yeshua ben Levi, he says a third explanation: Keneged Shmoyne Esri Chulyos Shebeshedra. They correspond to the 18 vertebrae in the spine. Continues the Gemara: V'Omer of Tanchim, Omer of Yeshua ben Levi. Hamispalel Saun is davening Tzorich Sheyichra. He has to bow, and we're going to see in the Daf Lamed Omed Aleph exactly at what point in the Tefillah a person has to bow. But whenever he has to bow, how does he have to bow? Until all the vertebrae in the spine protrude. He's bending all the way down. Ula Omar Ula says, Ad kudei sheyira iser keneged liboy. When a person bows, then there's a fold near where his heart is, and he's got to bow till the amount of space between the two folds is the size of a coin called an iser. Reb Chanina Omar, Kivan shenanea roishoi. If he just bows his head, shuv einei tzorich, it's enough. It's sufficient. Omar Rava, Rava says, but that's not for everybody. V'hu demitzayir nafshei, that's only if it's a person who's in pain, and therefore he finds it extremely difficult to bow down properly. U'merzu k'manda korah, and seeing such a person in pain just bow his head, then we can see that he would like to bow and just can't, and therefore for him that's enough. Continues the Gemara. Hana tamnisri, you're saying there's 18 brachas in Shemoneh Esra. Tishsari havyon, count, open a siddur, and you'll count the brachas of Shemoneh Esra, and you'll see there's 19, not 18. Omer of Levi, birchas hatzidukim, or before the censor changed it, it was birchas haminim, the apikorisim, the heretics. That there's an extra bracha that was instated later on, b'yavne tiknua, they established it in Yavne later on. Keneged mitiknua. This bracha of birchas haminim, or birchas hatzidukim, what does that correspond to? And we saw before, the 18 brachas, there were three explanations what they correspond to. Well, now that we have a 19th, where does that fit into the picture? Omer of Levi, Rav Levi says as follows: L'Rav Hillel b'Reid Rav Shmuel bar Nachmeini, according to Rav Hillel, who said that the 18 brachas up for the 18 times Hashem's name is mentioned in Tehillim Perek Chof Tes, he says, yeah, there's a Hashem's name is mentioned the 19th time, not Yud Kei Vav Kei, a different name. It says in the pasuk, Kael Hakovid Hirim. It refers to Hashem with Kael Hakovid, and corresponding to that, we have a 19th bracha. L'Rav Yosef, according to Rav Yosef, who said that the 18 brachas were connected, corresponding to the 18 times Hashem's name is mentioned in Shema, where do we have a 19th? Connected echod shebekriyas Shema. The word echod in Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echod is also referring to Hashem, and it's a third. It can correspond to that 19th bracha. Reb Tanchaim Omer Bishua ben Levi, according to Reb Tanchaim, who says that the 18 brachas are corresponding to the vertebrae of the spine, where's the 19th? Keneged chulyo ktana shebeshidra, there's one vertebra, a very small one in the spine, and corresponding to that little extra bone in the spine, we have the 19th bracha in the Shemoneh Esra. Emir Tzashem, in our next year, we're going to continue from here.